when you meet a new person for the first time, there are always two routine questions that you ask. Number one, what's your name? And then number two, what do you do? Next time this happens to me, I'll have a problem. About 5 p.m. on Easter Day, the 31st of March, I'm finally retiring. What's the answer to question two if I'm asked on Easter Monday? The answer certainly won't be nothing, I'm retired, because that won't be true. My life as a clergyman won't just stop, and meaningful activity will continue. Someone may even pay me for some of it. It might be possible to utter a pious remark like, I'm doing very little. Isn't it more important to ask who I am? Well, yes, but I've only got 250 words, and that's a 1,000-word answer. Among all the responses I've had from kindly inquirers recently was one from a member of the hospital visiting team. He reflected that for years now I've been offering pastoral support to people going through a crisis of serious injury or surgery. I can't just stop that, as it's instinctive by now. Who am I going to transfer it to? My glib answer was that I supposed that the new beneficiary would be my wife. You should hear what she had to say. What would your answer be? More to the point, would that answer worry you?